I know from last week's message that there was some response from people who said, why are you getting political? Romans 1 is not politics. The Bible is not politics. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with speaking the Word of God to the culture in which we live. It has nothing to do with politics. It's not about personalities. It's about iniquity and judgment. And why do we say this? Because this must be recognized for what it is. Sin, serious sin, damning sin, destructive sin. You say, well, our society cultivates tolerance and you're giving hate speech. What I'm saying is not hate speech. What the Democratic Party is saying is hate speech. Because they must hate the homosexuals if they will allow them to go the direction they're going, affirm that, knowing that it'll take them to hell. That's hate speech. This is love speech. You either warn them or you affirm them. And Romans 1 warns them. And any faithful Christian warns, this is dangerous. This is deadly. It's better to warn them than to affirm them. You might be the nice guy to affirm them, but that's not love speech. That's hate speech.
Now that you've heard from John, let us know what you think. Go to gty.org/audioblog and leave your comment. Again, that's gty.org/audioblog.